It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So things are jumping in the housing market. Sales are up. Prices are up. What's going on?
Well, we actually hit a 10-year high. Home sales jumped 4.4%. That's huge.
That's huge. Mm-hmm.
The U.S. existing home sales took off in the month of March and actually hit the highest pace in over 10 years.
Wow.
And we're still dealing with severe supply shortages.
So that's the reason. Even though sales are jumping and higher, they're still being controlled to a degree by the fact that few people are selling. It's very difficult to find a home to buy.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
What about housing prices? Have they adjusted as well?
You know, the median existing home price for all home types in March was $236,000. That's actually up about close to 7% from last year, March of last year. So we've seen an uptick of about 7% in the median home prices all across the board.
Wow. Especially this late in the cycle, for us to still be seeing 7% year-over-year increases is pretty amazing. But I think what's happening here, I read an article that the millennials are starting to buy, which was something that had been predicted for a long time. As millennials grow older and they got to get out of the house, you know, start their life, and they're forming families and so on, and they want their own place and they want their own house. So I think we're starting to see millennials move into the marketplace. So it's a demographic effect that's going on in the marketplace, and that's good for housing.
Absolutely. They actually represent right now about 32% of all the sales in March. So that's a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all good.
Yeah. So in terms of when you're listing a property, you know, how long is it taking from the average property to get sold?
Listen to this craziness. 48% of all the homes that sold in the month of March sold in less than a month.
They were on the market for less than a month.
Yes.
So half of all the homes sold in America were on the market for less than a month. Wow.
Now, and the only reason the other half didn't sell is because those sellers aren't realistic.
Mm-hmm.
They're overpriced. They're not being properly marketed.
Well, I think the reason
is
they don't have you as a realtor. I think that's
just it. If they had me and listened to me and listened to our show, they would know how to get their home sold.
Yeah. So the other 50%, I can't imagine that it would even be that much longer, because under a month is kind of an insane number if you think about it.
It is. And I know it's, you know, for real. I see it all the time. I put homes up for sale and get multiple offers in one day, and it's sold in a day. And I never like to tell sellers that, you know, your house, I might sell it in a day. But the reality is it really is happening. I mean, in my market area, I see it all the time, homes sold under a week.
And are you still telling people to price? You had a certain way of pricing. You didn't want to price overprice.
Yeah, you don't want to overprice. You want to price it where, really what you want to do is put the right number where the phone will ring. What will excite people?
Yeah.
And anytime you have more than one buyer, you're going to get your highest and best offer.
That's the beautiful thing.
So you don't want to underprice it. You know, I mean, that's a strategy. You can do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to show a property this afternoon that I know is underpriced. And it said very clearly, they're going to be accepting offers for 15 days. So all they're doing is they're creating such a strong demand by having this beautiful home underpriced. They're going to have countless numbers of offers, and then they're going to have to sift through them and figure out which one's really the best.
You know, I really love that. It's really like treating this as a business and thinking smart, right? Instead of just kind of listing it up there, trying to put it up the high price and then starting the negotiation. The buyer comes in, he bids low, and then you get some kind of an average. This is actually a little bit smarter, especially when it's a seller's market like it is today.
Exactly. And then by doing so, you'll see a lot of creative things that buyers will do to try to make their offer that more attractive.
Like what?
Well, they'll put more money down.
Mm-hmm.
They'll shorten their inspection period. Mm-hmm. They'll come up with different things. They'll write letters saying why they're most deserving.
Oh, why they like the house.
References. I mean, they'll go way above and beyond themselves to make them look the best amongst the rest of them. It's almost like trying to apply for college.
Yeah. Why should I? Why should you let me in, right?
Why should you take my child where all these other kids are just as smart and have achieved so many goals?
I think maybe you should do what's her name, Elle, did in Legally Blonde, you know, make a video.
Exactly.
What kind of home features are people looking for today? What's the most desirable feature in a home?
Right now, it's the style of home. And the style of a home, the one that's resonating the highest is the ranch style house with a large backyard. Updated kitchens are always real top sellers.
Yeah.
So the ranch house seems to be the best. It's not so much anymore being the biggest house, the big, bold house. It's just space, one level with nice kitchens and a yard.
The one level thing, you know, I know in our area, there's a lot of older people, not old people, but older people. And a lot of them don't want two floors anymore, two stories. They want a ranch style house. You think that's influencing this?
Yes, absolutely. And also people like me who never had a two-story house, because if you're a native to Florida, we just didn't have two-story homes. The thought of having to run upstairs to go get a pair of socks because I forgot them. That seems...
not attractive.
Not attractive.
What are the least searched features? What do people don't want these days?
You know, it's interesting. According to this list, it's guest house, mother-in-law suite, solar panels, and a man cave.
Wow.
Which I think is funny because I just took some clients out this past week and they specifically were looking for a guest house.
They were looking for a guest house with solar panels and a man cave.
for their mother-in-law.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
So it might also be where you're from. I mean, the South Florida area, we do have a lot of older people and we do see a lot of families being merged together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in the West, solar panels are the big rage. Everybody's getting them and got them. And I was just out in Boulder, Colorado, and we knew people that had just purchased a house here, and it came with solar roofing from Solar City, which is, you know, an Elon Musk company, and it's the whole thing out here. You think in South Florida, people would also have
a big push. We don't see much solar panels. I don't know why.
Yeah, maybe because electricity is just not that expensive.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. Our electricity is really not that expensive.
And it ain't cheap to put solar panels on as well.
No, and it puts holes in your roof.
Yeah.
And
got issues.
There's some issues. They blow away with hurricanes.
My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.